about rethinking Christmas, taking those words, think Christ, to be central to what we focus upon at this time of year. The first message was about refocusing. The second message was to resolve to do something. And then this, along with it, is the message, respond. Refocus, resolve, respond. The response of the camels, the response of the wise men to the star was to go and search out the Christ child. They traveled, we talked about this last week, they traveled a great distance, 900 or so miles. Those poor camels, no wonder they were singing about their backs being tired and carrying them. So funny, the one line that says, and I didn't write the songs, the one line that said, we're glad they didn't pack their wives. It's like, oh, who thinks that way? It was just fun. It was fun. So they responded. Now it's our turn to look at three others who responded to the message of the Christ child. Simeon was someone who probably was an elder in the temple. He was educated. He was devout. So now we've had the wise men who were people who were astrologers. They looked at the stars. They studied the wisdom literature of many different cultures. You have the shepherds who were totally uneducated. We talked about them 2 weeks ago, that were out in the fields. And in fact, you remember what I told you? They lived there out in the fields. Now you've got Simeon, who's a type of religious leader. He's not a Pharisee, he's not a Sadducee, but he is probably an elder in the temple in Jerusalem. And he's been waiting. The Holy Spirit has said to him, you will not die before you see the Messiah. And he believed that promise. And he had been waiting, he had been looking expectantly for the Christ child. He speaks to Mary and Joseph in the place most sacred to all Jews, and that was the temple in Jerusalem. I've been to exactly where this took place, which is just a stunning thing. If you ever visit the Holy Land, there are only like three locations where they know Christ was. Okay? They don't know for sure where the cross was. They don't know for sure where the tomb was, but they know for sure that this particular set of steps, which have survived for millennia, were the steps that parents brought children up to the temple. And to stand there and to look at these stairs and to look at what was the opening to the temple was pretty overcoming for me. Wow, this is where the baby Jesus was brought. How amazing that was. And to picture Simeon and Anna waiting for Christ. I wonder how many of us had that sense of urgency and that sense of expectation and belief Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He talks to Mary and Joseph and he says, he will be, this child will be a light for all people. Wait, wasn't he supposed to just come to the Jews? Wait, they're at the most sacred place. For all of Judaism, they're there. He's a light for all? He's revelation to who? The Gentiles? This must have been a huge surprise to Mary and to Joseph and to anyone listening. A revelation to the Gentiles, they were unclean. Already, Jesus is changing the rules through the Holy Spirit. Oh, but good. He also says he will be glory to the Jews. Aren't you glad that we're included? Aren't you? I'm glad. It was so surprising that the Gentiles were included in this prophecy that Simeon makes. It's going to be fulfilled when those wise men show up in about a year and a half. They're going to show up. Not everything in this was positive, however. He said, this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And I always hated this part. This part bothers me. and a sword, this is to Mary, will pierce your own soul too. This is his special day as a baby. And mom gets the news that it's going to be really tough. It's going to be really tough for this blessed baby. She gets a glimpse, and Joseph too, of the life that they have ahead. Because you can imagine, those of you that are moms and grandmas, can imagine how it felt for Mary to watch what happens to Jesus. You bet a sword pierced her soul as she watched him suffer and as she watched him die. The good news is not always easy, the good news of Christ. And this is what Simeon's saying. This is the glory of the Jews. This is a revelation to the Gentiles, but some people aren't going to accept him. That's still true, right? Some people don't accept him. But what I find interesting, it says, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. If you ever talk to people about Jesus, and those especially who don't believe, you learn a lot about their inner thoughts. You learn a lot about their pain and the reasons they struggle with belief. It's okay to grapple, but ultimately to believe that he came for all of us. How did Simeon respond? Our theme is respond to his encounter with Christ. Well, first, he had already spent years in preparation for that encounter. He was waiting in expectation for Christ to come. Then he took him in his arms. He received him. He didn't say, cool kid. He took him in his arms. He praised God, and he was obedient to God's calling to prophesy about Jesus' future. Preparation, receiving, praising, and obedience. That's Simeon's response. Anna, she was a prophetess. She was close to 100 years old, they figure, by what is said here. She never left the temple. She worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. And we find it hard to come to a prayer service on a Monday night. We do. And that's, I'm not talking about just you. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, another thing. Fasting, day and night, wow. Prayer, day and night, waiting, craving this Christ child. Craving. Her response to her encounter with Jesus, she too praised God. She went and told people about him. She was an evangelist. How many people do we tell? Even at Christmas. Happy holidays. Right? How many do we tell? She never left that temple. And that enabled her to be in close communication with God, to hear him. How many people have we invited to the manger? Next week's Christmas Eve. Two chances. And I'm going to challenge you. Come to both services. Don't say, oh, came in the morning, I'm good. No. Come to both. Because the first one and the second one are totally different. Well, sort of totally different. For us, particularly so, as we go over to Bethany. It's going to be beautiful. Bring somebody. You know the two times of year people are most likely to say yes. Right? You know this. Christmas Eve. What's the other one? Easter. There's a third, when kids perform. Truly. They tend to say, yes, you want to come see the kids. People crave that. They love the children. Lydia. Very short passage here. She was a dealer in purple cloth, and that the whole city was known for. She, it says, was a worshiper of God. I love that. I want people to say that about me. Mary worships God. That's more important than anything else I could do. That's much more important. She's a worshiper of God. I love that. She's probably Jewish, if you read the surrounding passage. She is observing the Sabbath at this point. Lydia heard the gospel of Christ. And the Bible says that God opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she believed, she was baptized, along with the rest of her household. It's interesting whether it's only her children and her family, or whether it's her servants. That one presumes it's the entire household, everybody who lives there, whatever their role. After Lydia's conversion and baptism, I love this, she insisted that Paul and his friends come to stay in her home. Can you imagine going out and receiving Christ, and then immediately your response is, hey, come on over. Come on over. Let me take care of you. Let me serve you. I'm so grateful. If they judged her to be a believer, which is interesting. So they kind of put the pressure on Paul, because if he said no, Lydia might think that he thinks that she's not truly a believer. But she desired to be a missionary, to be hospitable, to be included in this amazing story of Jesus Christ. What was her response? One, to believe. Two, to be baptized along with her household. Some here have not been baptized. By the way, if you ever want to, just let me know. We'll do it. It's good stuff. She was desperate to serve, to offer hospitality to the missionaries. She believed, she was baptized, and she served. So how are we going to respond to the Christ? It's a week till Christmas. How are we going to respond? Are we going to be like these three? Do we open our hearts and arms to Him? Do we worship? Yeah, you're here. This is good. Do we praise God? Do we tell others? Do we serve in the name of Christ? Do we obey whatever He asks of us? And are we truly wise men and women? Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, compel us to respond. It's your Spirit that does that nudging. Lord, if there are those here who do not know you, Lord, compel them to get to know you, to receive you. Because if we ask, you always say yes. Lord, we love you. We so appreciate that you were willing to come here as a baby in a manger. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let us praise you. And let us be like you, loving each one around us. Help us to respond to this message in the way that pleases you most. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.